I pray, but I am lost. Am I just praying to silence? I cannot take credit for my opening words. They're not mine. They're not even from Scripture. But I'm sure that at least a few of you will have heard them before. They feature prominently in the trailer campaign for Silence, Martin Scorsese's film adaptation of Shusaku Endo's novel of the same name. Set in the 17th century, Silence focuses on two Jesuit priests who face persecution, torture, and many other sufferings which lead them to question their faith, to question their vocation, and to even question their God. I pray, but I am lost. Am I just praying to silence? While not liturgically present, these words seem to resonate with our commemoration today. What started with a loud and boisterous procession welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem has turned to tragedy as he dies on the cross. And here we are left, much like the disciples, confused and in suspense. I pray, but I am lost. Am I just praying to silence? In his hour of great anguish, Jesus finds himself abandoned by his friends, tortured by his enemies, and even feeling disconnected from God. He utters out his great cry of dereliction from the cross, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," which is Aramaic, and we translate as the opening line from Psalm 22, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" This is a question for all of us, Jesus included, about whether God is real. Does God answer prayers? And does God even care about our suffering? It is as if Jesus, in solidarity with the confusion of the human condition, makes a declaration that we have all felt. Where is God right now? And so I pray, but I am lost. Am I just praying to silence? I wonder, though, as much as it may seem otherwise at times, just perhaps God has not gone anywhere. Early in her life, Mother Teresa is said to have frequently heard the voice of God. But that voice stopped, and for the last 50-plus years of her life, she never heard it, and she felt bereft of that connection that she had with God. But she went on to found the Missionaries of Charity and spent the rest of her life serving the most poor and the most marginalized in India. While no longer being able to hear God's voice, she never stopped looking. She never stopped listening. And she would go on to declare that each and every person she met, each and every person she served, was Jesus in disguise. Near the end of the movie Silence, we are reminded that God is in our midst, whether we can see it or not, whether we even like it or not. After much suffering, the main character declares, "Even if God had been silent, my life, to this very day, everything I do, everything I have done, speaks of God." Do we dare to believe this about ourselves? At times, God may seem silent, but we still have the ability to speak to one another. Without knowing it, we may be Christ for one who cannot hear God in any other way. And while I very much believe that God continues to speak to us here and now, I think that we get to play a part as well. As the body of Christ, our lives are a testament to the living God, we are all Jesus's in disguise. We are given the gift and the task to be the hands and the feet of Jesus in the world, to care and be cared for, to free and be freed from all that binds us, and to guide the world and be guided into the way of peace. Look around, my sisters and brothers. Look around at those sitting next to you in this cathedral right now. I see the face of so many Jesuses. Each and every one of you reflects the great mystery of God's deep and abiding love. And so as we enter into this most holy week of the church year, I would encourage you in whatever way you can to find a way to live into that identity. Speak love to one another. Provide a healing touch. Help to shoulder the burden of another's cross. And stand witness to the hope and glory of God that has been loosed upon the world.